Angie, what was PolitiFact's ruling on Senator Nelson's claim that there are navigators all over the place?
We rated this true. Now, I should add, they're not always called navigators, but the function is the same. These are people who know a lot about a particular health insurance program, and they're independent, they don't have any connections to the insurance companies, and they try to help people make a good decision based on their wants and needs for health care.
What organizations do they represent?
We found for Medicare. This is the health insurance program for Americans over 65. There are volunteers with a program called SHINE, where they will go over with seniors all their options for Medicare. And there's actually quite a few options for Medicare. You can go with traditional, you can go with Medicare Advantage, then there are prescription drug plans. Then there are counselors for the Medicaid program. This is the state federal program. It's a joint program for very poor, disabled, elderly, and children. And these Medicaid counselors help people figure out the state Medicaid program. Then there's also a program called KidCare. This is health insurance for children that the state also has a role in. They have navigators there. And then finally, the State Veterans Affairs provides benefit counseling.
Now, the governor, Governor Rick Scott, was very opposed to the idea of navigators. Did you ask the governor's office about all these other navigators?
You know, we did ask the governor's office about it, and they just sent us a response saying that none of these other navigators use the federal government system for connecting people to health care.
Now on to the government shutdown, Angie, because PolitiFact did something I think really interesting here. Both sides of this debate claimed that their side had bipartisan support, the Democrats in the Senate, the Republicans in the House. You check that out.
You know, we rated a statement from Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. He said there was a bipartisan majority in the House of Representatives voting to defund Obamacare. We rated that false. They got two Democrats. And then Barack Obama claimed that the Senate had a bipartisan vote. We rated that mostly false. This was talking about a cloture vote that the Senate took that allowed the Senate to go forward to vote down the House measure. And there were 79 votes in favor of cloture, so 25 of those votes came from Republicans. Now, he claimed that was the bipartisan support, but that was just to end the discussion. When they finally got to the final bill, it was more of your party line vote. So we rated him mostly false.
Angie Holan of PolitiFact Florida, thank you for redefining bipartisanship for us today.
Thanks for having me, Craig.